From the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. It's not Kelly today. It's Macy filling in. I'm so excited to be here. It's finally Friday. It feels amazing outside. We have a new guest with us today, Janice Cleary. Janice, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
Awesome. So she is with Dawn's House of Comedy. So we're going to be talking about that today. And first, we're going to just talk about the little giveaway. So it's going to be a free pair of tickets to a comedy show that's happening August 16th at White Squirrel Brewery. The show is at 7 p.m. The headliner is Ray Money. So if you call in 270-651-3000, you can go ahead and get a free pair of tickets to that show that is on August 16th. Not to mess up with the show that is coming up that we will be talking about very soon. Before we get started, we're going to thank all of our sponsors first. First, we got Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction, who is here Monday. We have First Insurance Group USA, EZRX Pharmacy, Far Off Broadway Players, and of course, Dawn's House of Comedy. So, Janice, tell us a little bit about yourself and the history of Dawn's House.
Yes, I have been in sales, marketing, advertising, public relations, and event raising, you know, events for 35 plus years.
Wow. So she's had a little experience in radio also.
Yes.
Yes. How long did you do that for?
I did that for 4 years in radio in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. So how far is that from here?
It's about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay. All right. So give us a little backstory on Dawn's House specifically.
Okay. So I started Dawn's House of Comedy about 4 years ago. I moved to Bowling Green to start a new life because I started the comedy club in honor of my late husband. He passed away July 4th in 2019. He was a veteran, and he absolutely loved comedy. And I used to do book comedy shows in Clarksville, and I realized how much laughter truly is the best medicine.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because, you know, one night we were at a comedy show in Clarksville, and I looked over, and he was sitting there just laughing. He had gotten injured.
Yeah. Laughter can really cure all things. It's awesome. It kind of takes you out of your mindset if you're having a bad day, bad week, and then you can just go there and you can enjoy yourself.
It does. He was injured in Afghanistan in 2007, and he sustained spinal cord injuries, and I took care of him for 11 and a half years before he passed away. And I started the comedy after he was injured. I just got the opportunity to start doing something like that in Clarksville. I had gone to a comedy show, and the comedian said, "You should start a comedy club. You've got a lot of business experience, and this would be something great, something fun." And so I did that for a while until he got too ill for me to do other things, and I had to stay home to take care of him until he passed away.
Oh. Well, starting a comedy show, I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. You know, I've had a lot of people say, "Oh, that's going to be a fun job, and it is an easy job." It's not an easy job, especially the way I do it. I find the comedians, and I watch their videos, and I check the references of where they performed before. I don't want to just bring in anybody. I want to bring in the professionals that really can make a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're the CEO, correct? So
I am.
You deal with everything.
I do.
Yep. So if you take a look at their websites, dawnscomedy.com, you can look at all the upcoming shows. They have clips of the comedians. So if you are not for sure if you would like their style, then you can go on there and check them out. They have their location, their ticketing, a little background of them, all the contacts there. So talk about the upcoming show that we're very excited for. It's Sunday, right?
Yes.
August 3rd. So let's hear a little bit about that.
We have comedian Jeff Allen. He's a very good comedian. He's very funny. He's been in comedy for many years. If I had to tell you something about him, he reminds me of the Blue Collar Boys.
Okay.
He's a Jeff Allen or a Ron White or one of the veteran comedians mm-hmm. that have been doing it for a long time. He's a clean comedian, but he's absolutely funny.
Yeah. So you know, it's definitely harder to pick out a comedian that you think would be good for the audience, but also good for the area that we're in. So
yes.
You have to make sure that you know that people would like them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when I talk to the comedians and we have a lengthy conversation about coming to Don's House of Comedy and what I expect and what I'd like to bring for the area, I tell them that they're in the South. They need to keep that in mind. I do not censor the comedians. And occasionally we will have, like Jeff Allen, we'll have a clean show. But I try not to censor the comedians because that's their talent.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, if you don't mind raw comedy sometimes, come to the shows. Some of them are clean. It just varies on the personality of the comedians that you have coming in.
Yeah. Is there an age requirement to go to the show?
It's 18 to chuckle and 21 to guzzle.
All right. So if you're 18, you can go. 21, you can drink. You can still have laughs with everyone there. Let's see what else. So White Squirrel is your main venue. Is that correct?
It is. We partnered with them about a year and a half ago. They have an amazing venue. Mm-hmm. They're a brewery. And they used to have a brewery a few years ago, I think post COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And they've opened up again, and they bought out Gasper's Brewing. They've remodeled. They've grown a lot. They have a lot of entertainment. And they let me bring in comedy shows a couple of times a month.
I think that was a restaurant, too, right?
When they had their old location, they had a restaurant. But the new location, they always have food trucks.
Yes, yes. So it's great to have a venue where you have food trucks and then you also have drinks in the venue as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
So how much are tickets for this show coming
tickets
up?
For the upcoming show on Sunday are $35 for general admission. We have sold out of VIP tickets.
Wow.
We sold out really quickly with the VIP tickets whenever we posted Jeff Allen.
So for a next show, what are VIP tickets for those who are listening?
For our general shows, we don't do VIP. Tickets are $20 online and $25 at the door.
Okay.
We have the opportunity every once in a while to bring in a bigger name comedian like Jeff Allen. He's paid his dues to get to the point where he's at. He's got millions of followers, and I like the fact that he talks about common life.
Mm-hmm. Relatable.
Yes.
Yeah, I've watched some of his videos. He's hilarious. He really is.
He is.
So go check him out on their website, and don't forget to call in for two free tickets. Not for this show. You can still buy tickets for that, but for the show on August 16th. That is 270-651-3000, so don't forget to call in for that. Real quick, we're going to thank one of our sponsors first, Jesse Muse. He was in Monday. We talked all about auctions that are coming up for him. Some really great farmland available. No matter what you're selling, buyers are addicted to auctions. If you're looking for maximum property exposure and a quick sale, an auction is a great option. They are located on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. You can call 270-670-9333 or visit rsmillsauctions.com. So some auctions coming up is Saturday, tomorrow, August 2nd. There's a lot going on this weekend.
Yes.
98 acres of row crop land. So that's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can call him or go online for that information. And then there's one on August Saturday 9th, which is next weekend. And that's on 413 North Dixie Highway in Cave City, Kentucky. So just go check him out. Go online. And, yeah. So what else should we talk about, Janice?
Well, let me talk about how we got really started.
Okay.
I moved to Bowling Green about 4 years ago, like I said, and I wanted to move and start a new life. And when I got to Bowling Green, I thought, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I had been married for 31 years, and I'd done a lot of other businesses. This is my 10th business that I've owned and operated, and one night, in the middle of the night, I woke up and I said, God, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And in my thoughts, Don's House of Comedy appeared.
Wow.
So I thought, what a better way. Donald loved comedy. So I wanted to do something in his honor. I wanted to be able to come to a new community and bring something of value
mm-hmm.
to the community. Because I know a lot of times we move to a new community And we're always wanting to know what the community can do for us. But I like to go into a new community and say, what can I do for that community?
Mm-hmm. And it's great because there's not really a lot of comedy here, except you have to go all the way to Nashville or Louisville. So it's awesome to have somewhere so close that we can go to.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted to start something local that I could bring in professional comedians from all over the country. We've had comedians from L.A., Chicago, New York, Atlanta, St. Louis. We bring them in from all over the country.
Yeah, and she takes careful time checking out the comedians and making sure that it's what the audience would want. So she takes care of you. Now, if you want to perform as a comedian, how can they contact you or on the website?
Yes, we ask them to go to the website, and we have two different forms there. One that they can be a headliner or a feature, an opener. But if you are someone out there that has always thought, I'd like to try comedy, we do have open mic. The first 30 minutes of every show is for the open mic people that want to get on stage and try out their talent. And then we have our feature opener and our headliner come on after that.
Yeah, so you never know what can happen. I mean, you could always try and see what happens.
Yes.
So who would be a dream comedian to have on?
Oh, my goodness. I think right now one of the comedians that I'm working with their management company to try to get a show date is Leanne Morgan.
Oh, wow. I'm sure a lot of people know who she is.
Yes.
So that would be awesome to have her. Yes.
And we'd like to bring in Nate Bergazzi again.
Okay.
He's an up and, you know, he's really perfected his talent, and he would be a good one to bring to the area.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think are qualities that make a good comedian and how you pick out a certain one?
I think that there's a lot that goes into it. You know, some comedians are storytellers. Some comedians are just naturally funny, and they have jokes that come. There are also comedians like Jeff Allen that is relatable, talks about real life stuff, and makes, you know, we all need to learn how to laugh at ourselves a little bit more.
Yeah.
And he certainly, with his wife, talking about his wife a lot.
Yeah.
He brings things relatable.
Yeah. I feel like as people, we're all very hard on ourselves.
We are.
Would you agree?
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes you just got to laugh at yourself. If you fall down, hey, just laugh about it, you know.
You do. You know, in one of my prior businesses, I had three golden rules. When one of my employees would come to me to talk to me about an issue, I would say, what's the golden rules? Number one, is somebody bleeding? Number two, is somebody on the way to the hospital? And number three, oh my gosh, did somebody die?
Yeah.
And if you can't answer yes to any of the three, it's just a situation. Let's deal with it and not make it a crisis, because I think sometimes certain situations, we kind of blow it out of proportion a little bit and make it a crisis.
Yeah, I've always said, you know, if something's bothering me, I'll be like, will this matter in 5 years? And usually the answer is no. And I'm like, okay, I can figure this out. It'll be okay. So, yeah, I think we're all very hard on ourselves. Everyone, if you're just now tuning in, we're here with Janice Cleary from Dawn's House of Comedy. So don't forget to call in for two free pair of tickets, August 16th, 270-651-3000, with Ray Money as the headliner. Have you ever tried comedy, or would you ever?
You know, while I was taking care of my late husband, he got to the point that I had to bring in caregivers. I couldn't take care of him completely alone by myself. And a lot of the caregivers would say to me, you need to do comedy. You're funny. I don't think I'm funny, but sometimes I think that to keep from making the situation so stressful, sometimes you use humor to get through difficult times in your life.
Yeah. So, hey, maybe you'll be on the stage one day. You never know.
Maybe. There's a lot of stories that I could tell about being a caregiver and having caregiver agencies come into your home, and just life in general sometimes is funny.
Yeah. So you've had a lot of experience with marketing and radio and events specialty. I mean, what all can you tell us about that?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I know that's putting decades into one answer, but
it's okay. You know, I started my career off in Watertown, New York.
Was that where you grew up?
No, I grew up in Litchfield, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
But I met my late husband at Fort Knox.
Oh, wow.
I was up at Fort Knox to an event there, and we started talking, and that's the rest is history.
Yep.
We started dating. We got married. I moved to New York. I lived there for 7 years. And when I got to New York, I had to start some kind of career. So I started a cleaning business.
I mean, that works.
I had the opportunity, and I started a cleaning business. And after I left there, we moved to him being affiliated with the government. He was a Marine for many years, and he went Marine Reserve, and then he went to work for the government as a Department of the Army civilian. And he got promotions, and we moved fairly often. We stayed at some locations for quite a while, but we went to San Antonio after we left New York, and that was a big culture shock.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to recreate myself, and so he had more time in and needed his retirement, so I recreated myself every time we moved.
Yeah.
And I started working for a housekeeping referral service, and I've done all kinds of sales. In your career, sometimes life takes you in different directions. You never know what season of your life you're going to be in. And so I started doing different things. And then after we left San Antonio, we moved to Clarksville, Tennessee. We spent more time there because it brought me closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in Clarksville for 22 years.
Wow.
And I started a nonprofit organization 6 months before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I got a contract with the state of Tennessee to help people with disabilities find jobs and provide trained job coaches to help them learn their job.
Wow.
And little did I know that in that 6 months, the things that I learned about working with disabled people would help me take care of my husband mm-hmm. for his, you know, the remainder of his life.
Yeah. So kind of your start of comedy, really, he inspired you.
He did.
For that. I mean, that's crazy. That's insane. That's awesome.
He did. When I started the comedy, and I booked shows every Friday night at a local bowling alley, they had a bar in it, and mm-hmm. I started meeting comedians and started getting in the comedy network world. And like I said, that one night I looked over, he's sitting in his wheelchair, and he was laughing. And for that hour and a half, he wasn't in pain. He wasn't worried about being trapped in a wheelchair. I just realized that laughter was the best medicine.
Yeah.
And that carried me through. And, you know, sometimes life can hand you lemons, but you have to learn how to make lemonade.
Yeah. But it's good. I mean, even how horrible that was, you turned something like that into this huge business that you've created where you allow all these other people to laugh and have a good time.
Yes.
So I bet it's great to go out and see those shows and see all the people laughing and all the happiness in the room. So, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know, to look around and have something where it's not, well, let me just say this. When you walk in the doors of Don's House of Comedy, I want you to be able to leave all your troubles and all your hard day at the door.
Mm-hmm.
We try to welcome you and make you feel like part of our family at Don's House of Comedy. When you walk in the door, we greet you. We started something new. We put little touch lights on the table so you don't even have to get up during the show. You can touch that light and we'll come take your drink order and you can sit right there and enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like comedy has really grown very recently, especially with podcasts, you know, and I feel like people have gotten a lot more into comedy and going to these shows, so it's great to have somewhere local and close to us. I mean, Bowling Green is only 30 miles from us, so it's really nice to have somewhere that close. Don't forget to call in for those tickets, 270-651-3000. Let's thank another one of our sponsors before we keep going. It's First Insurance Group USA. They were here Tuesday. They offer car, home, business, and life insurance in Somerset, Glasgow, and Richmond, Kentucky. They've been insuring Kentucky for over 20 years. They also do business life insurance, so farm, workers' comp, commercial property, umbrella coverage, and so much more. They're located at 1422 Happy Valley Road in Glasgow, right next door to Monticello Bank. For more information, you can call 270-261-5181, or you can visit firstinsurancegroupusa.com. So August 3rd is this upcoming show with Jeff Allen. What time do people need to be there?
The doors open at 5. Show starts at 6. We are doing pretty well on ticket sales. So if you want to get a seat, you need to go online now and get your tickets, because we only have a limited number of seats, and when we're sold out, we're sold out.
Okay. How long do these shows usually last?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you can come in, get a drink. If you're a VIP, if you bought a VIP ticket, you'll get to sit down at a table, have the touch light so you don't get up. Treat our VIPs a little bit more special. But we love everybody. We want everybody to come to the show and enjoy. That way they'll get a feel for Jeff Allen. They'll get a feel for the kind of comedians that Don's House of Comedy is trying to bring in. And it's going to be a great night. There'll be a food truck there, so you can get something to eat. You can get a drink. How much better could that get?
Yeah, literally, and a laugh. Yes. So, I mean, anyone who goes there, you'll be treated like royalty. They will make sure to take care of you. And Jeff Allen is hilarious. You need to go check him out on their website. You can check out clips of them, which is so cool. I've never seen that on any website, especially comedians. So that's awesome. She took perfect time putting the website together, making sure it's accessible for everyone, and it looks great. And White Squirrel, if you've never been, is at 302 State Street, Bowling Green, Kentucky. So it's a great place to go. They have food trucks, great venue. How big is that venue there?
Oh, my goodness. They have a main entrance that you go in, and they have a big bar there. And then they have a tasting room off to the side. And then they have a big back room that can seat 350 people.
Oh, wow.
They have a lot of local they have a lot of bands coming in from all over the country, too, for entertainment. They do something pretty much there every night.
Yeah.
They have trivia. They have singo. They have a lot. So we're very happy that we were able to partner with White Squirrel to have a venue like that to have the comedy shows.
Mm-hmm. Do you hope one day to have your own venue, or do you plan to stick with them?
You know, for now, I want to stay where I'm at. It's good. It works. When I first moved to Bowling Green, I had a vision of being the first ever comedy club there.
Yeah.
So, but being inside White Squirrel, I'm still a comedy club. Mm-hmm. I bring it to the bar, we have the drinks. Maybe one day, yes. I'd love to be able to grow enough to where we could have our standalone comedy club, and we had shows every weekend and kept the excitement going. But as any business, you know, we're only 4 years old and we're growing. We're trying to get the word out to let people know that we're there. We're there to stay. People have tried bringing in comedy to Bowling Green, and they've not stuck with it. With any business, you have to try to stick with it through the good times, through the bad times, and see it all the way through.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you're so new, you are able to get usually two shows a month?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. So if you can't come to August 3rd show, that's okay, because she got plenty of more. There's one August 16th, September 12th, September 27th, October 10th, October 24th, and November 16th. So tell us about the November 16th special.
I'm excited about that show as well, because being that my late husband was a veteran, I also want to let all the soldiers and active duty soldiers and the veterans know that there's still somebody out there that cares, and that we want to provide entertainment, and we want to recognize the sacrifice that they and their families made to serve our country.
Yep.
On that November 16th, it's called Salute to Veterans and Soldiers. I have a great group of comedians coming in. William Clifton, known as Will C., is the founder of the Veterans of Comedy Tour. All the comedians that are a part of that group are all veterans, turned comedians. And that night's going to be a great night of saluting our veterans and soldiers. We're going to present the colors. We have patriotic songs. We're going to do a little bit of memorial for the veterans that are not with us.
All right, looks like we got a phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Are you there? May have got them too late. That's okay. Call back at 270-651-3000. 270-651-3000. We want to make sure and hear you so you can get this pair of tickets for August 16th show. They'll call back. Anyways, keep talking about the veteran show.
Yes. And then we have three veteran comedians that are going to be on stage to perform.
Wow. So that's awesome. So even if you aren't a veteran, if you want to go and check that out and help the proceeds that go
yes.
to
Soakie Patriot.
Okay.
We're raising money for Soakie Patriots. It's a veterans organization that helps local veterans.
Okay. So that's awesome. So go check that out. That's November 16th. Doors open at 6 p.m. And tickets are $25 at the website, donscomedy.com, or they're $30 at the door. So make sure to check that out. And then I see a magic show. Is that correct?
Correct.
Comedy show and a magic show.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Danny Whitson is a magician and a comedian. And he has performed at Don's House of Comedy before a year ago, and people requested him to come back. So getting back on his schedule, we have him coming back.
Okay. So he just does magic and comedy at the same time?
He does.
That's
He really interacts with the crowd. He does some magic, and then he really interacts with the audience and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to come and check it out.
Yeah. So if you go to a show, maybe not be so shy, because they might talk to you.
They might.
Might. All right. And then October 10th, we have headliner John. How do you say that last
Sheezer.
Name? Sheezer. Okay. And then feature Pat McCarthy. So that's October 10th. And then it's nice to have different comedians every show.
It is.
So, you know, if you liked a certain one, you can go back or you can try a new one. So that's really cool that you have all these comedians.
You know, a lot of people ask me, how do I get the comedians? How do I find them?
Mm-hmm.
Being that I've done this for, with Clarksville Time and here, I've done it for about 7 years now. And your name, if the comedians really like coming and performing at your club, they go out and tell other people that they work with. So for the last 2 years, I have not had to seek out a single comedian. They go to the website, they fill out the form, they call us, and I get so many emails every week. I don't have enough show dates to fill all the comedians that are wanting to come to our local area to perform for us.
Wow, that's awesome, though.
It is awesome.
Yeah, that is so cool. So you just watch hours of them.
I do
comedy?
Watch a lot of clips.
Oh, wow. Hey, you get a job that you get to laugh every day, so that's great.
I do. I do.
So you made it a good job. And then September 27th, we have Dan Whitehurst. Whitehurst. And then Evan Burke, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that is September 27th.
And the good fact about Dan Whitehurst is he's a retired police officer.
Oh.
And he's been doing comedy for many years.
Wow. So, I mean, do you see a lot of different jobs with all these comedians and different personalities?
I do, because a lot of them have to have a prior career and start going to open mic nights and starting to develop their career. Sometimes it takes many years for them to develop their talent to be able to just quit their regular career to do comedy full time. It's a hard job to travel all over the country and hope that you have a full room to be able to perform for people.
Yeah. So are these people all over?
They are all over.
Okay. So different states, all over the U.S.?
Yes.
Wow.
I think they're all, people ask me, well, who's your favorite comedian? I don't know that I have one, because they all have such a unique talent, and the things that they bring to stage. I've had some comedians out of L.A. that were really good. Claude Stewart was one that was really interactive. He is really funny. We'll be bringing him back the first of the year. And if you haven't seen Claude Stewart, you need to come, as well as the rest of them. They're all uniquely different. And the fact is that if you go to one of the shows and you're just not really into that comedian, come back. Because mm-hmm. we have different, like you said, different comedians every 2 weeks. And I'm sure that there'll be a comedian in their style that you like. You just got to keep coming back.
Yep, and it's always good to go. I mean, tickets are very affordable. They have food trucks there. They have drinks there. Just come for a good time. Stay for a couple hours. And, I mean, you can have a laugh and sit down. So it's a good break from, you know, a hard work week or anything if you just want to get out.
Yes, I tried to make the tickets affordable
mm-hmm.
because, you know, going to the movies is expensive as well.
Yeah.
By the time you buy your tickets, by the time you buy your snacks, if you go out to dinner before you go to the movies, it can be an expensive night.
Yeah.
And I tried to keep it affordable because I want everybody to be able to afford to come and experience. If you've never been to a comedy show, come out. Check it out. I'm sure that you will leave thinking, I'm coming back.
Yep. And this one is August 3rd, so this Sunday coming up very soon, 2 days. So don't forget to go online and get a ticket at donscomedy.com. You can buy a ticket. VIP is full, but you can do VIP next time. And just go check them out. Go see what you like. So, and then we got a phone call. Hello? All right. I don't know. Our phones aren't working good today. All right. So don't forget to go to donscomedy.com and call in for a pair of tickets for the August 16th show. 270-651-3000, 270-651-3000. So how many shows has Jeff Allen done?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't begin to tell you.
A lot?
Because he's been doing comedy for many years. And he, it took me 2 years to be able to get on his tour schedule.
Wow.
He's got a new tour thing coming up. The Human Condition. We're still not there. So
he makes it relatable.
He does.
Yeah. And if you see him on the website, he's got some big clown shoes on.
Yes, he does.
Does he wear them on stage?
I don't know.
No?
I'm going to find out, though.
Okay. That would be pretty funny. He might.
And you know, I love the thing that you all do, this show, because it's shop local. The way you can keep your community thriving.
Looks like we got a phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you guys thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Simplify.
You
know what the hardest job in the Marine Corps is?
What is that?
Being a spouse.
Thank you so much. It is. And you really appreciate the fact that the family is in the back. They have to stay home and keep everything running to allow the soldiers to go out and serve our country and do what they need to do, because they need to be able to go and serve their country and not worry about what's happening back home.
Correct.
Yep.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Well, I grew up a Navy brat. Then joined the Marine Corps, so I've spent a lot of time in the military.
Okay, that's awesome. So hopefully,
it's almost comedic to say that.
Yes, I hope that you will come out to the August 3rd show. I would love to meet you.
Have a good day. I would like to be there. I didn't even know the show. I mean, I live here in Glasgow, so I didn't know there was a comedy place in Bowling Green.
Yes. Absolutely. That's why I came on and wanted to let everybody know that we're there and that we'd really like for you to come and enjoy the night.
I would do my best to be there.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So that's really your message, is to just try and get people to come that don't know about it.
Yes. Yes. It's hard to, you know, because when you're a small business owner, and I know there's so many small businesses out there that can relate, that you are wearing multi hats, and it's hard to really get out and do everything.
Yeah, I know. So don't forget August 3rd, that's coming up this Sunday with Jeff Allen. So if you can make it, try to. It's going to be an awesome time. And like you said, not a lot of people know that there is a comedy club in Bowling Green.
Yes.
So go check that out for sure. So if what advice would you give to an upcoming comedian that would want to try?
Just be brave and do it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a comedian that I've worked with some in, she lives in Scottsville. Her name is Redneck Rita. Redneck Rita, you know, she came to stage and she did the open mic and then she started emceeing for me. And I really, really, if you ever get a chance to come see Redneck Rita, she's really funny and she's a great lady and she's been a big supporter of Don's House of Comedy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just try it and you never know what can happen. I mean, you could start something awesome.
And, you know, I think a lot of people's fear of getting up and trying comedy is that they'll be booed or that they just won't be funny at all. Mm-hmm. But I always tell all the audience, we all started somewhere. This is their chance to get up on stage and try their hand at talent. Let's be good to them and let's encourage them. And the more time that they spend on stage, the better they get.
Yep, and being able to read the audience. I mean, there's always different people there at the show. So I feel like being able to read the audience and read the room is a good trait of a comedian for sure. I know you're nodding your head yes.
Yes, absolutely. You know, because I talk in length to, I have the comedians come at least 30 minutes before the show so that I can sit down. I meet them for the first time in person and we talk about the room, we talk about Bowling Green, we talk about the surrounding areas. And one of the things I always ask them is, do you read the room?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them have said yes, but some have looked at me like, what? What are you talking about? And I explain to them. And then I explain to them that I don't think you have to be really raw to be funny,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to censor you because being a comedy club, you can't censor your comedians. You bring them in. You hope that the crowd's going to be able to relate to them. And again, if you don't like the show that you've come to and you don't think the comedians are funny, keep coming back because we have different comedians coming in all the time.
Yep, and there's different ones that you'll like. What are, like, different styles of comedians? I know storytelling.
Some of them are life experience comedians that mm-hmm. they talk about life. They talk about their job.
Okay.
Funny things that happen on their job. You know, how many times have we laughed at things and thought, that was really funny?
Yeah.
They're no different. Comedians are no different. They live life, you know, just like we all do. They have families. They have jobs. They go out in the community. And we all see things that, or we meet people that you say, you should be a comedian because you're really funny.
Yeah. So if someone's ever told you that, I mean, why not go test that theory? So before we keep going, let's think of another one of our sponsors. It's EasyRx Pharmacy. They couldn't make it Wednesday, but we're going to keep talking about them. So EasyRx makes it easy because they know their customers by name and treat them like family with familiar faces and real relationships. They're more than a pharmacy. They're a part of the community. Fast, friendly, and dependable with quick drive-through service that respects your time. Need a refill? Have a question? Just pull up or walk in. Help is always close by. It's right behind Burger King in Glasgow next to Subway. Or you can call 270-629-3979. And don't forget to call in for a pair of tickets to the August 16th show at Don's House of Comedy. The number is 270-651-3000. 270-651-3000. So she's got a lot of shows coming up, a lot of comedians, at least two at each.
Yes.
And open mic, which is yes. for anyone there. So, I mean, you can still go and just try it. So you never
Absolutely.
Know what can happen.
And if you have any questions about upcoming shows or how to get tickets, you can call us at 270-217-6936.
All right. And make sure to go take a look at their website. You can see all the upcoming events they have and past events. So you can check out clips from past shows. Is that right? Or is it just upcoming shows?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're continually working on the website to improve. And we tried out a new feature on our website with Jeff Allen uploading clips so you could watch that. And we will, moving forward, have clips of the other comedians up so you can get a glimpse of them and see if that's one of the shows that you would like to come to.
Now, there are pictures of past shows.
Yes.
So you can check those out. The venue looks super nice. I love all the decorations there. So take a look at that. It looks like a great time. A lot of people there. All in 2024, and then we have a bunch of shows coming up this year. So you can contact them at 270-217-6936.
Yes.
And that's Janice Cleary. She's here with us today. She's the CEO of Dawn's House of Comedy. Fancy name.
Oh.
So make sure to go to the show August 3rd with Jeff Allen. Go see him. That is in Bowling Green at White Squirrel. A hilarious celebration of humility and redemption. So go check that out. You can check out 9 clips of him talking. So see if you like him. See if you get a good vibe with him. And just go. So don't forget to call in for a free pair of tickets. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. So, Janice, it's awesome that you've created this. I mean, 4 years is... you know, toddler age, so it's great how you've gotten this far.
Thank you. It has been, out of all the businesses that I've owned and operated, this by far has been, I think, the most challenging because of the reason that I started, honoring my late husband and trying to start something that the community is going to support,
mm-hmm.
something that they're going to like, and come and support your local business.
All right, we got a phone call. Good morning, welcome to Shop Local.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Hi, Denise. Hey, I'm Willis.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Are you calling in to win the tickets?
Yes, I'm driving to work and I heard you on the radio. I thought I have to call.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you called in, and we're always happy to have you. I hope you all are coming to the August 3rd show.
We're going to try. I got to check Pat's calendar. He's got a lot going on right now.
All right. So you've been to some of the shows before.
Yes, we have.
And tell people what
this
you liked about
it. Too.
Yes.
What did you like about those shows?
Oh, they're excellent. Great comedian.
I think you cut out for a second.
We've had a blast every time we went.
That's awesome. Do you want to sign up for the August 16th show?
Sure.
All right. What's your name?
M. Willis.
Okay. And a good phone number to call you?
270-589-7621.
All right.
Awesome, Pam. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you were listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. So don't forget to call in 270-651-3000. 651-3000. It's always great to hear from people that have been there.
Yes.
And have had a great time. So even if you've been there, call in and tell us about your experience, what you liked about it. If you'll definitely go back, because you will for sure. So that's always good to hear from people, you know, to listen to other people that have been there.
It is.
Yep. So don't forget about this upcoming show, August 3rd. That is Sunday. And then we got August 16th, September 12th, all throughout this year until November. So do you have any shows you think in December maybe?
We're not going to do any shows in December. I'm busy helping book Christmas parties and providing entertainment for that. White Squirrel is a great venue to have a Christmas party. They are completely booked for December. So we decided to take the month off, enjoy it with our family,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be spending a lot of time regrouping for next year and booking all the shows out for next year.
Yeah, even if you aren't at a show, you'll definitely be busy.
Yes.
We know that for sure. So
yes.
She wants to make sure that everyone in December has such a good time with their family, but we will have shows next year. So keep looking out for those. Who all do you work with? Tell us a little bit about your staff.
Oh, my goodness. My staff is myself and my partner. You know, it's amazing how God works, because being married for 31 years, I thought that I would, after my husband passed away, that I would be single for the rest of my life. But God brought another amazing guy into my life, and we're building a life together, and he is very supportive of Don's House of Comedy. He does all the graphics for the website. He maintains that, and he goes and helps set up at the shows. He works the door. He helps break down. He also has got experience at bartending before, so he helps wait the tables so that you can sit down and enjoy the show.
He's a jack of all trades.
He is.
Wow.
I'm very blessed.
Yep. So do y'all have, like, security there to check at the doors? Or just, is it just him that checks tickets?
We have him checking the tickets, but trust me, you don't need security when you've got me.
Yeah.
I know how to handle every situation, I think.
Well, that's good. All right, looks like we got another phone call. Good morning. Is anyone there? I don't know what it is with these phones. All right, make sure to call back 270-651-3000. 270-651-3000. We can get you a free pair of tickets to the Ray Money Comedy Show that's happening August 16th. That'll be here before you know it.
It will.
I mean, that's just a couple of weeks away, so it's already August. Today's the first day of August.
Which is
crazy.
And okay. I'm so excited about Sunday night show. And the great thing is that all of the comedians that we bring in, they all have talent.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have levels that they've worked towards accomplishing. Jeff Allen is a bigger name comedian than we have brought in. And working with his management company, and I'm working with some other managers. If there's a comedian that you would like to see.
All right, let's try the phones again. Hello, welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Would you like to sign up?
I would.
Awesome. What's your name?
Yes, I would.
Okay, what's your name so I can write you down?
Robin Poteet.
Okay, and a good phone number.
Can I register my husband also?
Yes, of course.
Rick Poteet.
Okay, what's a good phone number?
270-925-7597.
All right, awesome. We got you down. So if you won, we'll give you a call after the show, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Don't forget to call in 270-651-3000. 270-651-3000 for that free pair of tickets. It's awesome to see so many people listening and hearing about this new comedy show. I mean, it's great to have you on so we can talk about this. And you're a new guest, so we love that. We love having new local businesses, local entrepreneur that started it literally from the ground up.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
If you really want the comedy to be around, you have to come and support it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing, is getting the people there and letting the artists that's coming in from different states know that we love comedy and that we want them to keep coming back.
Yeah, of course. Before we keep going, let's thank our last sponsor, which is Far Off Broadway Players. They were here yesterday to talk about their upcoming comedy dinner theater show. So Friday, or tonight, or tomorrow night, you can go there. And then Saturday, you can go to see Jeff Allen. So you get comedy two nights in a row.
On Sunday, yes.
Yeah. So they were here yesterday to talk about a show called Opal's Million Dollar Duck. And it's a summer dinner theater show that is today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Kaveri Conference Center. So their dinner and show tickets are $50, and show-only tickets are $20. So go check that out, and then go check Jeff Allen out. So it'll be a weekend of laughs and dinner. They're here yesterday. We had a great time, talked about all things acting, all things directing. So kind of close to you a little bit.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, we love comedy. So we're about to wrap up here in the next 5 minutes, so make sure to give your socials and your website, and let's just end on a good note.
Yes, Don's House of Comedy. You can go to our Facebook page, Instagram. You can go to our website at donscomedy.com, and we are starting to sell the tickets. So if you want to come see Jeff Allen, don't wait. Get your tickets today, because when we're sold out, we're sold out.
And you've been promoting this for a couple of months, right?
I have.
Yeah. So super. I bet you're super excited to see this whole vision come to life.
I am. Sure. It's such a blessing.
Yeah. And where is he coming from, Jeff?
Jeff is from Nashville, but he's been on the late night show. He's been on different things. He's got a dry bar special, a new one, and he's promoting that. That's the one that he's going to be performing for us.
Ooh.
Is the human condition. We're still not there yet.
I'm super excited to make it and go see it. So make sure you go see that. That's August 3rd. Doors open at 5 p.m. So you can get there, chill out, take a seat, get a drink, get some food. And then he starts at 6 p.m. Is that correct?
He does.
Okay. And then does he have an opener with him?
He does not.
Okay.
He does not. He does the entire time by himself. And by what I've seen is that you want more and more. Mm-hmm. He gives you enough that you want to see him again.
Yeah. That's
and, of course, awesome. You're coming to the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I love a good comedy show. I usually watch a lot of videos, but it's nice to see something in person. It's just, you know, it's different when it's in person.
It is.
So I won't be able to drink, but that's okay. I'll still have a good time.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we're super excited to have Janice here and talk about this upcoming comedy. It's awesome to have somewhere so close to us that's in Bowling Green, very local. And maybe in Glasgow one day, maybe we can have some here.
Maybe, because one thing I didn't tell you is that there's a comedy club now in Clarksville, Tennessee. The owner contacted me about 6 months ago and asked for advice. And I book the comedians that I book here in Bowling Green can go to Clarksville. I book them for shows, so I'm working together with them. And who knows if somebody's, if you're a business owner and you want to be part of bringing a comedy show to Bowling to Glasgow, then get in touch with us. Who knows?
So you kind of like collab with the people in Clarksville?
I do.
Okay. Where is that at? And what's that called?
It's Joker's Comedy House.
Okay.
And it's on Fort Campbell Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee. And again, I book shows for him 2 to 3 times a month, but they have shows every night. They have a standalone comedy show building.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's awesome you got a place in your kind of hometown.
Yes.
Where you spent a lot of your life there.
I did.
So that's awesome. And then you came to Bowling Green, which is a great place. They have, I know in Glasgow we have a lot of music. We focus on a lot of music here, but it's nice to have comedy, which is kind of a different path.
Yes.
But it's also good to have that here. So that's awesome.
Moving to Bowling Green was one of the best things I did after he passed away, because it's been such a blessing. The Bowling Green and surrounding community has embraced me and welcomed me, and I've met a lot of wonderful people that have become friends, and of course I met my partner, and he lives in Bowling Green and works for Bowling Green Municipal Utility, and it's just great.
So how did you pick Bowling Green specifically?
My granddaughter and her new husband were living in Bowling Green, and she said, "Grandma, come here. The people here are very friendly. It's a great community. I know that you will love it here." She knew that I was looking for a place to start over again.
Mm-hmm. It is a great place. And, I mean, it's very close. It has a lot of things there in Bowling Green. And, I mean, you know, it's close to Glasgow where it's a little smaller. So you still got the small town feel in Bowling Green, though. So it's awesome that you started a whole company from there. I mean,
yes.
It's great. I can't wait to see where it goes. And all your upcoming comedians that you have, super excited. So just tell us a little bit about your upcoming projects that you hope to have in the next year, a couple years.
We're hoping to sell out with Jeff Allen. We want to prove to the management company that Bowling Green supports comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working with me with other managers to bring in bigger name comedians.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody that you really have seen or heard about that you would like, you know, send me a message, give us a call, and I'll do everything I can to get that comedian.
Yeah. So we're going to pick our winner. So I'm going to give you this, and you're going to hit it and pick a number.
Okay.
So just press it.
It's number 3.
Number 3 is Rick Poteet. All right. So I'm going to call you after the show, and you can go to the show August 16th. You get a pair of tickets at White Squirrel Brewery. That's hard to say.
Yes, yes.
The show is at 7 p.m., and that's with Ray Money.
Yes.
So you can go to that. We got a free ticket. Super exciting. And then lastly, let's just thank all of our sponsors. We have Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction, First Insurance Group USA, Easy RX Pharmacy, Far Off Broadway Players, and of course, Don's House of Comedy. Janice, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for doing Shop Local. It was awesome to have you here and
thank you for having
talk
me.
About it. Of course, yeah. We're so excited to welcome new entrepreneurs into the area, which you're not. 4 years, I mean, that's not that long, but it is at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, anyways, it's awesome. Go check out her show August 3rd in Bowling Green to see Jeff Allen, and go check out her website, Don's Comedy. That is August 3rd. All right. Remember to always think, shop, eat, and always experience local.